Hi, I'm Ed Bajarski. I'm a master gardener, and this is Garden Talk on Juno Afternoon. This is a great time of year to be starting seeds. All those colorful seed packets, flowers, vegetables, you know, what do we want to grow? And that may go back to last year if you kept records of, well, what did you grow last year? What was successful last year? What do we want to grow more of? What do we not ever want to grow again because it was totally unsuccessful or tastes terrible? My prejudices include arugula in that group. Other people like the stuff. This would be a time for starting leeks and onions. They take a long time. Celery, other herbs are very slow. Maybe need 8 to 12 weeks or more before they're big enough and our outdoor conditions are correct for transplanting, whether that be tomatoes, cucumbers, broccoli, rosemary plants, parsley, any of that would be a good one to begin the season with. You want to start tomatoes probably 6 to 8 weeks before you will plant them into your greenhouse or into the pots if you're going to be putting them indoors. If you're keeping them indoors and have extra lights, supplemental lighting, and then transplant them up, they like to be transplanted several times. Compared to cucumber or a zucchini, which do not like to be transplanted. If they get too big in the pot to a point where you have flower buds on them in a 4-inch pot, they should have been in the ground already into something the size of a 5-gallon pot or larger by that time. Where tomatoes, they can have flowers on them. They can be 2 feet tall in a 4-inch pot, and you bury them 3/4 of the plant in the ground, and they will take off and grow really well. Again, assuming that you've got warm enough conditions. Get your lights set up, and the lights have to be close to those new little plants. They need pretty intense light, so they grow short and stocky, as opposed to putting them in your window, even a south-facing window. And if you have fluorescent lights, they should be within 4 inches of the top of the plants or pots. But LED lights can be more like 8 inches to a foot away, and you want to keep kind of a consistent distance from the top of the leaves. So that means that either you're raising your lights or you're lowering your plants. So that's where on my seed starting racks that I use, the shelves are fixed, the lights are fixed, but I've got all sorts of 2x4 and 4x4 blocks and scraps of wood that I can then start out up high and then gradually pull out the blocks as the plants grow up. Cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, those we can eventually transplant outdoors into the ground. We're looking at transplanting cabbages around May 1st. But if you're in the upper end of the valley, you're looking at more like May 15th, May 20th, a little later. And every year is different. And if you can have a prepared area, so the soil has been covered with clear plastic warming, maybe you've got hoops, then that soil is warmer. That means you get an extra 2 or 3 weeks. You can put stuff in earlier. Garden Talk is produced by KTOO's Shelley Delaney. I'm your host, Ed Bajarski. If you have questions, please send them to me at edbajarski@hotmail.com. Spelled edbuyarski@hotmail. You can also find us on the web at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. It's always gardening season in Juneau, at least in my neighborhood. Spring is coming.